This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So holding over here in the connection between the different Chelkei HaNefesh of HaAdam and he is going to, we spoke about the dual effect, Nefesh HaChaim, the fact that the effect is bilateral. We're holding here in middle of Dalit. So he spoke about the connection of all the different halakim. He gave a muscle of a chain with a lot of little rings where you can identify each ring and yet see it as part of the chain. וכבר אפשר שיסטלק קצת מן החלוקים האלה בזמן מן הזמנים. Yeah, so we saw this also. Hey, we'll hold my hey. ואומנם, יש לנשמה העליון הזה סמיקים יוחדים ראויים לו כפין יני. There are some elements that this higher neshama sees, feels, perceives that are not really shayach to a guf. Ve'af al-pi shenikshayas b'kshayas b'guf shalachayinu, even though it's part of the guf, nisha loktsas inyanim ha-ruchniyim, ma she'en kishur b'guf m'nei ha-mimenu. So we said before that being in the guf gives us it's like we put a black piece of paper, it's like we put a filter, and the neshama, even that high neshama, can't really perceive things in a way that it shows like a person. And that's the difference between a person that says in Olam Haba, where we sit and we nana from Ziv Ashchina, and here not, because over there we don't have the guf that's blocking it. So even though that higher neshama is in the guf, and it's limited to some degree, there is a difference. It still has some shayach ruchniyim. Omnam, a nimshach v'noilad mizeh dovah murgash v'nikasech on machshavtoi, it can't give rise to something that's clearly felt and perceived. Alafom al-tzad ha-miyut, v'um ha-sham ha-chazal afal p'gav di'ilur chazi, mazli chazi. Let's discuss this point over here. The Gemara says, the Gemara Megill over there speaks about the different madregas in Daniel and Chanayim Eshon as Chagiz Chari Malachi and Daniel. And it says Daniel saw a certain Mara. Chagiz Chari Malachi did not see a Mara, but they became very frightened. Something frightened them. So the Gemara says, if they didn't see anything, what frightened them? So the Gemara says, Afagav Dilo Chazi, Mazle Chazi. Even though they didn't see it, their Mazel saw it. And it's something which is not unlike when a person has a certain premonition, certain feel. Sometimes it's shtusim, but sometimes it's real. How do we exactly understand it? So he's masbir like this. The chelik of the neshama that is beyond the physical has some kesha with the world that is beyond. It can't express it into our sense of things. So let's take the case with Daniel. So Chag Yisrael Malachi felt something there. So because their mazel felt it, but they could not translate it into a vision. They were not ready to be able to translate it into something specific. So because on the one hand, this chelik elikai, this neshama, is somewhere up there. So it has input from something beyond us. And because our guf is really low down, to bring that information down concisely, precisely, into a person, that you can't do either, because it can't peg the exact information. So b'meila, we're left with sort of a feeling, but not something definite. Now, this is a very vague thing, because because, let's give an example. A person has an idea. So if he can bring the idea down into clearly defined terms, then he can deal with it. I know exactly what I'm talking about. These are the pratim, this describes it, and so on. If I can't, then I'm stuck. I have a vague feeling, but so the muscle, a person has a feeling that something's not right. It's wrong to do. So if he can classify it, say, okay, this fits this simon in Chesh Mishpat, this Sifkotn, and this Machlekes, then I know exactly what's wrong. Sometimes I can't do that. I don't have exactly, I can't put it into the right framework. It still is much, the person still can have a sense of that instinct and may somewhat rely on it. So the Ramchal explains it's due to the fact that the chelik, the higher part of the person, is there. And in order to make it meaningful to us, it has to be able to bring it out into words, and it doesn't. The shekvaygia inyan lenefesh hazois al yoina, v'lohigia mimen al machshava sechal tzir sholem al ktsasis oyos layosef. Something similar to it, we have a lot of times in learning. A person is learning a sugya, there's a kasha. A person senses where the teretz is, but he can't give it words, he can't give it definition, he can't give it precision. It's not the same because it's different. But I can't put it into words. So I'm missing something. And it's not complete, I don't have it. But a person who's rugged and his instincts are good, it usually leads him well. So in these inyanim also, in the world of Ruchnis, and that's why when we, a lot of the stories of big people, they said something, they said yes, they said no, they said shouldn't do it, yes to it, not all these things. I don't have to understand it that they saw exactly a picture of what's going to be and that was it. It's rather they had a sense of not good, stay away from it, do it. And that sense is a combination of, on the one hand, a well-developed nefesh al yoina feels and senses things over there, but take it down lemaisa, it's hard. There's an Al Sheikh HaKadosh, somebody told me once, the Al Sheikh is in Shmuel, it says that when Shaul was running after David, and then he was tired and he went to a cave to sleep, and David came into the cave and he cut off a corner of it to show him that, you know, afterwards that I could have killed you and I didn't. So he cut off a corner, and then it says, Vayach Lev David. David's heart skipped a beat. So he stopped, and he went off, and then he called out to Shaul. So the Al Sheikh HaKadosh says, what does it mean his heart skipped a beat? What's the point of that? The Al Sheikh HaKadosh says, the words are, the David HaMelech's heartbeat, David HaMelech's pulse, was a pulse of Kedusha. And if he felt that it's wrong, even if he couldn't put any words to it, he trusted his instincts. In other words, a person who has refined ruchnistic instincts, even if he can't exactly put a word to it, he still trusts it. Lehavdil, it's not very different than in business. There are things in business where I can explain to why it's a bad deal. This is what they're earning, this is their problems, this is this, that. I can put into words, and then anybody can explain it to anybody, and that's fine. A person who has extremely good business intuition, he's very sensitive, and he can look at something and say, you know what, everything looked good, I don't like it. Something about it, that, or I think there's something here. And if the person's instincts are right, if the person's good, that'll be it. In Ruchnis, that can be true, and this is and this is it. So one element of connection of that high neshama to low neshama lies in these type of mazal chazi. One, two, ve'ulam. Then he's going to explain other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divides up the world and time into two halakim. Ha'echad l'poel abriyas, ve'echad l'muchasa. There's a zman of activity, and there's a zman of rest. V'hainu hayoyim v'alayla. So, ki hayoyim u'zman ha'maisa, v'alayla zman ha'mnucha. So, there's two periods of time. It says in the Pasuk, you know, Tasha Choshech and Chayse Yor, that there's Choshech, and that's when man retires, retreats, and then all the Chayas come out, and then it says, you know, the sun rises, other Mietzel Paulo, and so on. So there's a Tkufa of Avodas Adam, and there's a Tkufa of non Avodas Adam. Yom and Laila are a division in when is Adam a poel and when is Adam not a poel. V'som v'teva balachayim sheyishnu k'deshi tehelar v'chasem nuchem ha'molom, and he put into the teva that balachayim will sleep at that time. V'osa zman yachel mitzusam koch, that's when they get refreshed. V'chol chaloka v'gufa nafshim v'yeshuva chadashim v'karno v'dasim k'vayshayna. And then they come back again to the avoda like it was before. So basically, let's understand. It's something first of all that biologists wonder about. Why do we need to sleep so much? It's not efficient to have machinery that you know. Why are we built in a way that we sleep? It's not even clear what the sleep does for us. So why do we need to do it? Eich shelo yeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, and in this world there are two phases to our existence. There's the phase where we're the one in control, and that phase is when we can use our bechira, that phase is when we can accomplish, think, understand, etc. And then there's one where we are passive. So we don't seem to be doing anything. So what does happen? V'hine, v'yoyis ha'odom yoshen, koi choysav nochois, v'hagashoysav shketois, v'askalos agam k'nav shaketes. So the person's physical abilities are down, his sense of things, you don't feel, you don't see, you don't hear so much, also, and his mind is not so much at work. V'rak hadimyon levado yifal v'yelech. V'yedame v'yitzaya in yonim kifim eshiz damnu loy. The only koach at work is the koach hadimyon, which creates all sorts of images. M'she'eyas m'she'estai b'yisai kitza, m'she'gir lo b'na edim v'ashonu l'moach, m'nach sativis m'acholim, v'zein acholim shlo b'nei odem. So, the first thing I'm calling is setting the stage for what he's going to say. But, you know, let's understand the Teva Dvarim and then move forward. Night is a time when all Kochos HaAdam are down. The only thing that's functioning is Koach HaDimyon. Koach HaDimyon is the Koach of creating images, imagery, in my mind. There is a normal mahalach where a person's own body and or mind creates those images. If I can use a mashal from something else, it's like the static. When you have a microphone with a loudspeaker, so a person can use it to speak, but there's a lot of, you know, background noise that sort of is natural to it. It's its own noise. The basic stuff of our dreams is the background noise in our brain. They use a lotion of the vapors rising up from the goof. It doesn't make a difference. The point is, it's non-instructive, it's telling me nothing, and it basically is just the internal circuitry of the body producing images. This is where you get, like the Gemara says, if a person is maharer in the daytime, he sees it at night. So if a person is thinking about closing a deal, all day long he's working it. At night, he's going to dream something about it. So Laila is a zman when Seichel's not active, when there's a platform there for other kohos to be active and to express themselves. And that's going to be the reason why at night we're able to have some sort of input from somewhere else. It says, the Goyen says somewhere, and he's going to speak about also this, that nighttime is a time when a person can be taught Torah Malamala. A person is zocher to it, whatever, Makidim, this, that, the other thing. It's all the same point. Kolzman, a person is in the mode of having Bechira and of the world being totally on Vedas Adam, then that takes precedence. That crowds everything else out, and there's not going to be anything other than what his mind and seichel can produce. Once the mind and seichel are dimmed and they don't have control, it's possible for something else to come through. Let's give an example. And again, an example not of what he's saying, but something very parallel. Creative ideas are out-of-the-box ideas. The vast majority of out-of-the-box ideas don't make any sense. And a person's seichel rejects them out of hand. At night, a person has the ability to hear these things. It's possible for the person, because the mind, which is critical in the sense that it criticizes, it is not working. So that's why you wake up in the morning and say to yourself, what kind of crazy dream was that? Like, how could I be floating here if I'm there? That doesn't make any sense. And at night it made a lot of sense, because at night the sense part of you wasn't working. All that was working was just the, so at night you have this type of freedom where the body is not so strong, the seichel is strong, and b'meila, the chelik alikai of the person, the higher part of the person, is not so bound to it. You have a lot of stories, and again, I'm not that any of the stories, all that credible, but the genre of stories where somebody had aliyas neshama, you get a lot of those stories. The point of it, or the point is, there is something like that. The point is, normally the higher parts of a person's neshama are stuck. They're bound to the body. It requires whatever it is, a special effort for it to be able to move and more into the yayinim. So in every person at night, being that the kreches haseichel are not so strong, that becomes a time when it roams, and it's possible for some other hasagas and tfisas. Again, not everything that a person fantasizes, imagines, etc., feels is, some people, they very quickly think that they're holding in who knows what, and they're getting messages and so on. But it is possible, and the way it's possible, and the time is possible, is this time. Okay, we'll hold it over here. On a personal level, it's not an neshama. On a personal level, it's a check to see how strong your ruchnius is. If a person is only in control of himself and he's fully in control of himself, but take away his seichel, he's an animal, we have a real problem. You're supposed to work on yourself with the seichel, that it becomes so much you that even when the seichel happens not to be in control, this is what you are. It's like wearing braces on your teeth. The chacham is not to wear braces for the rest of your life. The chacham is, at some point you take them off and the teeth are still straight.